Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts, also known as the Word is the Way to Life podcast. Wow. We've been gone for a week. We went to annual conference, and thank you for Tina filling in for me while we were gone. But now we're back, and we are doing the Psalms, Psalm 51 through 100. It's sort of like a journey through these Psalms. And this week, we're up to Psalm 54, Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Now, there's a message here at the top of Psalm 54 for the choir director. It says, a meditation of David regarding the time the Zephophites came and said to Saul, we know where David is hiding. And this is also to be accompanied by string instruments. Again, it's a psalm, but it's also a song. Here, New Living Translation, Psalm 54. Come with great power, O God, and rescue me. Defend me with your might. O God, listen to my prayer. Pay attention to my plea. For strangers are attacking me. Violent men are trying to kill me. They care nothing for God. But God is my helper. The Lord is the one who keeps me alive. My enemies plan for evil. Be turned against them. Do as you promised and put an end to them. I will sacrifice a voluntary offer to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. For you will rescue me from my troubles and help me to triumph over my enemies. Wow. May God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing of Psalm 54. Wow. Isn't that a wonderful psalm? Well, I've been thinking. Now, people select names for their children. And I wonder about some of the names people give to their children. But that's just me. I'm just a thinker, as you know. But some names of family members to honor or remember their cherished loved ones. That's very appropriate. And some choose names of famous people or Bible characters that they admire. Others simply like how the name sounds. And I think that's pretty cool. But the Bible tells us that the Lord's name is shorthand for his character. You can find that in Exodus chapter 3 and also in Matthew chapter 1. There's nothing magical in saying the words Yahweh or Jesus. But these names do remind us of who God is and what he has done for us. So in Psalm 54, David is surrounded by his enemies. But his hope is that God will save him. By your name and by your might, he added. God's name reminds David of the saving power that has protected him in all of his trials. Now, as we saw in Psalm 52, a number of David's psalms were written while he was on the run from the insanely jealous King Saul. You remember him? And as he fled, David found both friends and enemies. This psalm exposes the treachery of the people who lived in the hills of the desert of Zephah, southeast of Hebron. David was hiding there. But the Zephites went to Saul to reveal David's hiding place. David does three things in this psalm, and each one is an example of how we should respond to trouble. First, he goes straight to God and he tells them the problem. It's a good principle for us to follow in our prayers, because God cares for us and he has the ability to save. Tell God before anyone else when you're hurt or in pain or in trouble. And then look to him for compassion and mercy and consultation and understanding and, more importantly, relief. Then we're to acknowledge that God before anyone else, because he knows our needs and he knows what's best for us even before we know it for ourselves. Amen? Secondly, David affirms his trust in God. And God had promised him the throne of Israel. You can find that in 1 Samuel. And he knew that God would protect him. Mind you, that didn't mean that David was complacent. 1 Samuel 23:25 tells us that when he found out that Saul was hunting him, he went down to the rock and stayed in the desert of Maon. David didn't presume upon God's protection. He didn't just say, well, I know he's going to protect me. But he sought to hide in a safe place also. Thirdly, David is confident that God will hear his prayers. In fact, he is so sure of God's faithfulness that he sings, I will sacrifice, I will praise your name, Psalm 54:6. Now, we may never find ourselves on the run from those who want to kill us. At least we hope we don't have anybody that wants to kill us. But we may face trouble that seems to overwhelm us. And we may feel like giving up on the Christian race. May we be like David, confidently sing to the Lord deliverance as it has already happened. You know, we accept the victory because of the grace of God. Over in Philippians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul tells us that God has given us Jesus, the name above every name. And this is God's own name. This is the name that David trusted in. This is the name that tells us that Jesus is the loving, just, all-powerful Savior God. In times of trouble, the Lord Jesus Christ is the name that we can trust in. It is the name that we should be having on our lips at all times. Wow, that's a wonderful thought, isn't it? So think about this. How has God sustained you? And I think all of us can look back in all of our difficulties and look at Psalm 54 and say, yeah, I think some of these things and what suggested what David did, I think will work. This is what you got to think about in verse 6. David said, I will praise your name, Lord, for it is good. And what does it mean to praise God's name? And why is it good to praise God? Well, it's because he loves us and we can call upon his name for anything, any troubles that we might have. It's a way to go because the Spirit of the living God is alive and well, and God loves us. He hears our prayers, and if we can pray in the name of Jesus, that's the Psalm suggests, it'll be great, right? Well, we're grateful that Tina filled in for me last week in the pulpit. I listened to her message, and I want to thank Phil for recording it. It was a wonderful message that Tina brought. But we also know as we go to this particular segment, the Word is Jesus, and he is the way to life, and he has shown us the way to where? The way to heaven. Amen. And so we want to lift up all the people that we have on our prayer list. And you can click on the slides and to be able to see all the names that we had listed. But you know, you don't need a 800 number or anything. If you need to talk to God, you just talk to him in Jesus' name. And he hears our prayers. So we want to be able to lift up a prayer of agreement with all of those that are in need of a prayer. But more importantly, we want to thank God for the gift of prayer. And because the disciples realized that Jesus was talking to God, and they wanted to know how to do it too. And he said, well, let me tell you, I'll give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. We call it the Lord's Prayer. I like to refer to it as the disciples' prayer because he was teaching the disciples how to pray. Now, the real Lord's Prayer, in my humble opinion, is over in John 17, because that's where Jesus prayed for us. Jesus prayed for us? Yes, read it, John 17. But the disciples' prayer is a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with as we pray that prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in to The Word is the Way to Life. And we're grateful that we're able to look at the Psalms. You know, years ago, whenever we used to pass out a New Testament, it was the New Testament, Proverbs, and Psalms. So Proverbs and Psalms are an important part of our Bible reading, and we can learn an awful lot from the Psalms. And we're grateful that you tuned in, and thank you in Jesus' name. Have a good day.